This is the Commodities Scrap Metal Recycling and Economic Report, December 18, 2023. U.S. weekly raw steel production was steady at 1.7 million tons per day on slow U.S. manufacturing. U.S. dollar index, the U.S. dollar versus other global currencies. When the U.S. dollar index goes down, commodities priced in dollars usually rises. It fell to 102.5 on the Federal Reserve saying they could cut interest rates next year. WTI crude oil price rose to $71.43 a barrel, but that's the level of 2006, 17 years ago, and half the level of 2008's high. This was on good global production and small demand increases. The U.S. oil rig count fell to 501 in a tight range for the past 2 months on great productivity per well and keeping production levels tight. U.S. weekly crude oil production was steady at 13.1 million barrels per day, just off the all-time record high. U.S. exports of crude oil and refined petroleum products remain near a record high. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $380 a gross ton on good export demand and steady U.S. demand. Hot rolled coil steel price rose to $54.38 per hundredweight, which is $1,088 a ton, on higher iron ore and scrap metal prices. Copper price rose to $3.88 a pound on the lower U.S. dollar and as the Federal Reserve talked about the cutting interest rates that we mentioned. Lower interest rates helps the economy, which brings increased copper demand. Aluminum price rose to $102 a pound, which is $22.43 a metric ton on the same lower dollar, helping there could be higher Chinese imports. Demand is still being hurt by lower office building construction. China's November industrial production rose 6.6% versus last year, the fastest growth in almost 2 years. Electrical machinery and computers grew the most. This brings higher commodity prices due to the higher demand. U.S. December S&P Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index fell to 48.2, the lowest in 4 months, with under 50 being contraction. New orders, output, and employment all fell as inventories rose. U.S. November annual inflation fell to 3.1% increase versus last year as energy and shelter fell the most. U.S. initial weekly jobless claims fell to 202,000 with under 300,000 being a strong economy. Employment remains good while inflation is falling. Some call this a Goldilocks economy, as in very good. U.S. November retail sales, which is a major driving of the economy, rose 4.1% versus last year, the strongest in 9 months. Food services, drinking places, and non-retail stores rose the most. Gas stations fell the most as gasoline prices declined. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1,057 points to 37,305, an all-time record high. Your 401k should be at or near a record level on talk of the lower interest rates. People are correct to be mad about inflation, though, but more people are working than ever before with the highest wages ever. Gondola trailers by Ben Lee, 48 foot long and 8 foot high, are back in stock. We can ship this week for end of the year tax savings. Call us for a quote at 734-722-8100. We're close to 9 years bringing you this report 51 weeks a year. As always, we will take off next week, so we wish all a great holiday season and a happy new year. We hope we are bringing value to all our viewers with these reports. This report is brought to you by Ben Lee, Roll-Off Trailers, Gondola Trailers, Luggage Trucks, and Roll-Off Trailer Parts. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.